Newish intro jam.
Couple episodes in.
New to me. At least because I don't even listen to this show.
Really?
No, I mean, I listen to it enough. Enough. I listen to it enough. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here inside the podcast.
Yeah.
Looking out at everyone looking at me. Because I'm here in the podcast talking to you.
Wow. That was deep.
Yep. It's about 1/8 of an inch deep. That's how deep in the podcast we are.
That's not very much.
No, it's not really. And it's...
Well, that just goes to show how much we're planning for the future and how much we still have to go.
Yeah.
Is that we're only 1/8 of an inch deep in this podcast adventure.
Mm-hmm. What is that 1/8 of an inch that we're covered in, I wonder?
15 episodes?
15 episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Strange.
Yeah.
So, season 3.
Season 3.
What a doozy it's been so far.
Yeah. Took us a while in the first episode.
But here we are. Mm-hmm. Episode 2 coming straight at you.
Yeah.
Ready to hit the ground running right over our 1/8 inch deep past history.
1/8 of an inch. Or maybe that's what you said. Maybe I heard 8 inches.
8 inches?
No, we're not that. No,
that's too deep.
That's ridiculous.
It's really deep. What's on the agenda for today? It almost seems like we don't have anything on the agenda.
Our agenda is looking sparse.
Sparse? Sparse like our future. Oh, boy. At least we have some good... I think people underestimate how much post-production we put into the background sounds. That's what really makes this...
Yeah. Podcast. We put so much effort in that it took us a month and a half to get the last episode out.
It's almost like every episode is its own album.
In a way, yeah.
It is, yeah. All this music we're making to fill in.
All these jams. Some of which were so good we didn't even put them in the podcast.
No, we were like, we need to start a band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fire up the band. Where's Steve? He can be our drummer.
Steve? Are you there?
Steve? You want to be our drummer, Steve? You want to... Can you drum? Can you... Do you play anything, Steve?
Steve?
Yeah, we lost him. We lost him, I think. I think we lost him.
No, yeah, I don't...
Well, that was sweet while it lasted.
Yeah.
So, episode 2 of season 3, and here we are. What you going to review something today? I feel like we're overdue for some mad reviews.
We are overdue for some reviews.
Mm-hmm.
We are overdues.
I would review the CD that I have held for me at the library, but I haven't picked it up yet.
So. You could review the CD process at the library.
Oh, that's a good process. I want this album, so I look at my local library and they don't have the album, and I say, hey, you guys should buy this album so I can have it for a little while.
And what did they say to that?
They said yes.
Nice.
And then they They hold it for you. They order it. When it comes, they let you know, and they say, we're going to hold it for you for a week. So come on down and pick it up when you're ready. And I have 1 day left to do it.
Nice.
Otherwise, it goes back on the shelf, and then anyone can grab that thing.
Oh, we wouldn't want that. Although...
That's why I'm not saying the name of it.
Because every person who buys CDs at the library also listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Good thinking.
Yep.
Good thinking, Abe Lincoln.
Yep. I'm excited to hear. I've heard the music because it's all on the internet beforehand anyway. But it'll be good to have it, and you can wait for a future review. Actually, I probably won't review it in the future. I'm just going to review my review of not being able to review it.
Well, that still counts as a review.
Yeah, we're well on our way. What else you got?
Have you heard of ASMR?
I have heard of ASMR.
I was thinking maybe we could do one
ASMR
of the...
ASMR.
Here, hold on. Let me try something real quick.
To the future.
I'm going to turn my gain all the way up.
Oh, boy. This is getting crazy.
Hello. This is ASMR podcast.
Oh, man.
I turned my gain all the way up, and I'm whispering now.
I don't like it as much. Oh, I feel weird. What is that?
So that's what ASMR is.
I don't know if that's true or not. Is that
what do you
true?
Mean?
Was that a good representation of ASMR?
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, people do like bedtime stories. They do a lot of like friction, rubbing things together.
Yeah. What does it stand for, ASMR?
Always say Merry
Meow. Oh.
Christmas.
ASMR.
Always say Merry Christmas.
I don't like it.
Merry.
So you don't know what it means?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I know what it is. I don't know what the four letters stand for.
Yeah.
It's like,
I feel like that would help us.
Yeah, it's like an MRI.
More informative podcast if you did know
it's
that.
It's like an MRI machine.
So is it like magnified? Magnified? Macro? Is it is it something about that?
Magnified. What? Reggaetoni.
Magnified auditory.
That's not an R.
Wait, what is it?
MRI.
MRI?
Magnified reggaetoni.
Resonance. Resonance?
Reggaetoni.
No. No,
magnified reggaetoni inspection.
I'm not in the mood
for when you're at
not in the mood for
when
that.
when you're at a spaghetti factory, and you're looking for defects in the reggaetoni.
Like, are you talking about?
I'm talking about the MRI
the old
machine.
Spaghetti factory, or are you talking about just a spaghetti?
Just a spaghetti factory.
Oh, okay.
And you have to examine the spaghetti at a very close level, so you have the magnified reggaetoni inspection.
Wow.
MRI machine.
I MRI, that wasn't even the acronym.
Yeah, it was.
For the whispering thing?
No.
Oh.
When I was explaining what ASMR means and how we don't know what it stands for, I made an analogy to, or an allusion to the MRI machine in that it's a thing that is a common expression, but nobody knows what it stands for. And so just then I was going through letters of what MRI could mean. As for ASMR, I don't know.
Well, you know, there's such a thing as the internet.
Are you Googling on that right now?
I don't know.
I just had a wild thought.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one thing I could do is I just purchased a new cell phone today. And I was thinking that maybe I could do a cell phone review.
Uh-huh.
And also to go along with that, the cell phone I bought has a nice camera. And so I was thinking maybe we could do the first ever What About the Selfie?
Oh, really? Okay.
Or do you think
sure,
that...
Sure, I'm game. And in the meantime, I can report autonomous sensory meridian response.
Wow.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
All right, I am
autonomous.
I'm flipping around
sensory
here.
Meridian response. Autonomous sensory
meridian
response. Response.
Autonomous sensory
response.
Meridian response.
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 Response. Oh man.
That's right.
So wait, what did you just do? What is this?
I just took a video and also a selfie.
Oh my goodness.
This way?
Yes.
If anyone ever finds the video,
yeah,
then they can sync it up to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
For their own, to make a little more visual brain connection. Mm-hmm.
For their own autonomous sensory meridian response.
That's exactly right. Yes. Anything to do with the prime meridian, which is the the one thing?
Yes, it does have something to do with it. They share the word meridian.
The prime. Prime. Am I popping too much? Do I need to grab a pop filter?
No, I think you're fine.
Okay.
I think it's a soft pop.
Should I put a...
It's kind of like Mariah Carey. Soft pop.
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson? Soft rock? Is it soft rock or soft pop?
He's the king of pop, Dad.
King of pop, that's right. Can I confess something to you?
Yeah, fine, okay.
I know you were going in a different direction.
No, it's okay, I'll bring it up later.
Yeah. I have to say I was very fearful of this podcast today.
Why is that?
I just was fearful. Just had the fear in me. You know what I mean? The big fear.
The big F?
The big F. I was sitting there and you said, hey, I think we should record another episode. Because that's how you talk when you're not being recorded.
Right.
And I thought, well, yes, that would be something. And then it just like hit me. And it was like an existential... I don't want to say dread. It wasn't dread. And it wasn't...
Oh, my God.
And I'm not... It's okay. But it was the fear. And I was like, what are we doing? Why are we talking on a thing that records us and then puts it out all over the world for us to become famous and then have to deal with stalkers?
Wow.
And
that's
analysts.
Deep stuff, Dad. That's
it passed,
incredible.
It passed really quickly. But I just thought I'd mention it because that fear is real. It's really
you
real.
Did it. You did acknowledge it, though.
I did.
I'm
taking it head on.
That's a good thing.
I'm grabbing that fear by the bullhorns, and I'm going to wrestle it down.
Saying, hey, fear.
Leave it in the depths of our 1/8-inch podcast.
Hey, fear, don't mess with
trove.
Me. Don't mess with me, fear.
Hey, fear, you see me? No, you don't, because I'm invisible to you.
Nice.
Yeah.
God, fear.
Yep. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of pop,
mm-hmm.
Maroon 5.
Yes. Maroon 5.
Halftime show.
Did you watch it? Did you even watch the Super Bowl?
No. I watched the last, like 45, ever after nobody scored
mm-hmm.
when I was watching. It was mm-hmm. like the last minute when they were just wasting time mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah, I unfortunately watched it, and the Super Bowl just sucks.
Yeah.
It's like one of the worst...
One of the
sporting
worst, one
events.
Of the worst celebrated sporting events.
It is really terrible, actually, and
hopefully we won't get sued.
Well, I don't. I mean, they can't sue us for saying it sucks because deep down they know it does.
Yeah, but isn't that seditious libel?
No, I'm not a journalist. I'm just speaking my own opinion here.
All right. Well, so are journalists.
No,
I'm not here to argue with you anyway. I'm here to. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's a sad thing. It's a sad spectacle. And the best thing about it for me was the Andy Warhol Burger King commercial, which was also not that great, but kind of weird to see. And the game, if you can even call it a game, who cares?
Yeah, that game was...
And the halftime show was pretty pathetic.
It's like, ooh, the Patriots won again. Like, whoop-de-doo.
Who even are they, and who even cares?
Yeah, tell me about it.
They're like a soggy Kraft single. That's what I think about when I see Tom Brady. What? I think about just what a soggy piece of cheese that's rotting.
What? Why?
Why?
Why is that your go-to image for Mr. Brady?
I think it's because they're owned by Kraft, the Kraft family.
Oh, I see.
The Kraft family. So I just think about soggy cheese.
Wow. When I think of Tom Brady, I think of that whole scandal where they weren't inflating the balls correctly.
Yeah.
Of all the ways to cheat.
That might be the dumbest.
It's like, they used to have that sticky stuff that they put all over them. Mm. What's that stuff called?
In football?
Yeah, in football.
I don't know. I was going to say pine tar, but...
No, it had a special name. Mm. Anyway, I watched a video on it that said there's this one guy.
Yes.
He rubbed it over his entire torso and stuff.
Sticky stuff?
Yeah, the sticky stuff in football. So
maple syrup?
No. If he was defending someone, they would try and run past him, but they would get stuck to him and they wouldn't be able to catch the ball.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That does seem weird.
Yeah.
It might be more fun if they encouraged that instead of tried to prevent it.
The whole game would just be who can stick.
Like every quarter, they dump another vat of sticky stuff over the field. So by the end, no one can hardly move. That would have made it more entertaining.
That would be really funny.
Mm-hmm. And then after one game, the field is ruined and they end football forever. That's my personal opinion on what they should do.
They should do that.
Yep. So... When it comes to reviewing, I'm going to say Super Bowl zero.
Super Bowl gets a one big fat thumbs down.
Big fat egg, goose egg.
What does that mean? Like zero? Do they call zero a goose egg?
Yeah, zero is a goose egg.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. What else? This is some good dialogue we have going here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ruin it by talking about it. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, we're kind of in so much of a groove right now that a little bit of wall-breaking self-acknowledgement might not even be a bad thing, necessarily.
Like fourth wall-breaking.
Yeah, a little bit different. Well, it's a little bit different because...
I thought you were going to throw something at me or the wall.
Isn't the fourth wall... Like, aren't we always breaking it because we're talking to our audience?
Huh.
Because, like, okay, this would be like a non-fourth wall breaking, like a Seinfeld sort of thing. Like, man, we are stuck here in this elevator trap together. Mm-hmm. How are we going to get out of this scenario?
Hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. Actually, I didn't follow you because as soon as you mentioned Seinfeld, I thought about sine waves and got sad.
Oh, yeah. Does our audience know about this?
No, I don't think so.
You should tell them, Dad.
No, I don't. I had the most brilliant idea. I was gonna make a vaporwave track using only the Seinfeld theme, and I was starting to cut up the audio. I had the little little bass slaps, the little pops going, kind of moving them around, slowing them down, adding some reverb like Adam tells me you do with vaporwave. And I was like, this is such a great idea. I'm going to be the best new vaporwave artist with my sine waves.
S-E-I-N wave, sine wave.
Yeah. And then I was like, maybe I should Google it.
And that's when dreams were broken.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it already
I mean,
existed.
Dreams were kind of broken, but then they were kind of like, it was like almost like not broken because it was, what's that called when you get something right away? Instant gratification.
Right.
Yeah. It was like
because
that.
Because
because it's good.
The entity that did make the sine wave, it was like incredible.
Yeah,
so.
it was perfect. It was just what I was hankering for, and I didn't have to
go through all the
work
of actually doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get any of the, you know, good credit for it. But
it'd be a good idea if you were really craving something,
uh-huh,
to just convince yourself that the thing you really wanted was something that already existed.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, man, I just had a great idea for a TV show. It's about like a guy who he's it's Groundhog Day, and like,
I think this is how artificial intelligence will work in the future.
Do you think they'll ever come up with anything truly original?
Well, I think it, I don't know. I think it will be original all the time in some ways. You know, like you'll have some artificial intelligence and then you'll just be talking to a friend and being like, I got like blah, blah, blah. I like Seinfeld, but you have to cut it up, put it in vaporwave, blah, blah, blah. And then in the background, this artificial intelligence is hearing you talk about it and it's already starting to piece that together. So like,
so by the time
10 minutes
home,
into the conversation, you're like, oh yeah, there's this album I just recorded in my mind.
Using artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
It would be. And maybe by us talking about it, it'll happen.
Dude, maybe there's AI listening right now that's thinking, we need to do that.
We need to do that.
We need to be able to respond to humans like that.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be, what about the podcast that made this technological breakthrough on the AI scene without even doing anything but talking about
it? So I could say, okay, Google, play Vaporwave.
Play Vaporwave, Google. We want to use the sine wave app, baby.
It's not Vaporwave.
No, wait, I want to hear some Vaporwave.
That is incredible. That took me 5 seconds.
That's pretty good. Is this the one with the cruising video?
No, this is just some standard, like...
I feel like I looked at some Vaporwave and the whole video was like a screenshot from someone playing the old arcade game Cruising.
Huh. Well, yeah, well...
It was really good.
That seems to be a popular staple among Vaporwave, is mm-hmm. having like nostalgic video game thingies happening in your videos.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing.
Good driving game, right?
Right. Good old
driving
vroom,
game.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, just pole position. That was that one wasn't. Cruising was pretty good. Cruising was one of the better early driving games. I may venture to express that opinion.
Your opinion is appreciated.
Thanks. So Cruising, another thing that we got reviewed here.
Snap, crackle, pop, I'm cruising.
Yeah, and we don't even have to. We don't even have to talk about the best racing game ever because everyone's already imagined.
And it is 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. when I play this instrument, it's not even that good. I think I'm gonna do the wall this time.
Really?
I haven't done the wall yet.
Really? You already signed up? You signed up for that?
Yeah, I've been doing the weird ribbon thing.
You know that.
It's cool, but I'm looking for a more exciting finish.
You know that once you hit the wall,
I don't
like,
know what my accent is there.
You know, like, once you hit the wall, like, that's it. You die, right?
That's what I've heard.
And you sign up for it.
I guess that's my redneck.
What
I don't
that's what
know.
I've heard.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I'm not going to talk anymore.
Okay.
Are we done yet? Please. Please tell me. Please tell me that. I feel embarrassed now.
We're 25 minutes in. Solid five solid more minutes left. Maybe we should try and talk
fear
about something.
Fear was real.
Let's try and talk about something for the last 5 minutes. Because right. our...
Tell me something real.
Our guests have waited 17 some episodes. Maybe it's time
real.
For them to actually hear us talk about something. Concretely
speak about something. Well, let's cue up the analysts. Analysts, tell us what we can talk about to drop some reality up in this place. Huh? I'm hearing crickets. There's nothing as real as nothing.
Yeah. That is big fat silence coming from the analysts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they get too absorbed in making sure to capture and capturing our brilliance that they forget to actually communicate. Like they won't even, a mental lapse will happen when we actually try and communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like they're hearing what we're saying and they're doing their job to make sure it comes out brilliantly.
Yeah.
But they're putting so much effort into that they have no idea what I'm actually saying.
Yeah. That reminds me of when Josh was getting his tattoo. And did I tell you this?
No.
And, you know, he's getting the first kind of whatever it is.
Ink?
It's getting in there, right?
Right.
He's getting poked, and about 30 seconds go by, and the tattooer is like, "Are you okay?" And he didn't say anything. And this was, you know, he's getting it in a really hard place. Like
right.
Right on his...
Painful place.
Painful right, place.
Right on the middle of his chest in that dimple pivot thing.
Yeah.
Divot. That's the word I was looking for. Divot. I said dimple pivot.
Dimple pivot.
Dimple pivot pimple divot. See, I think I did need a pop filter because when I said dimple pivot...
Pop
pimple
filter.
Divot.
Yeah.
It was really un... Pleasant.
It was unpleasant. And I imagine that's what Josh was feeling, was this unpleasantness. And the tattooer was like, "Are you okay?" And he just was like, eyes closed, not saying anything. And I was like, "Josh, are you okay?" And he's like, "Huh? What? What?" And he was just like, I'm like, "Man, you're getting, that looks like that hurt." He just said like completely... This is like what the analysts are doing to us right now. They're so into it that you can't even communicate with them. So,
is it storming out right now?
It's wind. It's winding. It's an ice storm, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's an ice storm.
Oh my God. Are we going to have school tomorrow?
I would say there's a 50-50 shot, honestly, at this point.
Oh my God. That's not good. I'm saying,
I think for sure you're going to have a 2-hour delay.
I really want to go back to school, to be honest.
Yeah, it's been rough.
I miss it. It's been... Well, we had a pretty solid week this week, but...
Yeah, up until today.
Weeks past, not great.
Well, on that note, Adam wants to go back to school. Guess our podcast is over.
This episode is sponsored by school.
School.
Go to...
It's what's for your day tomorrow.
Go to iowacitycommunityschooldistrict.org for more information about school.
I like how they put it into hours. You have this many hours to attain
the state,
for this school year.
The Iowa Supreme Court hereby ratifies a statement issuing
1,000
one
hours.
Command for 10 million hours of school.
10 million hours.
If you hereby are a school and attain to pertain to...
Pertain to refrain from the pain of the day.
Then you must attain 10,000 hours of school. Do not drool in school. That is not cool.
That's an old one. That everyone's been rhyming those for...
That's an old one. This is some bold fun. I have a mold gun.
Ooh.
And a... I would like to fold some...
Laundry?
Laundry. Hmm. That didn't rhyme.
Mm-mm. No. Well, only the analysts can get us out of here now, I feel like.
Yes.
I wonder if they can play us home. Analysts, can you play us on until next time we come around these parts? We're looking at you, season 3, episode 3. Where are you? What will you be? And will you ever let us be free?